The time is 17 minutes past 11 o'clock, and in just 3 minutes, you will hear the final round of news in India.
The Japanese troops have carried out a successful landing in the island of Singapore. Axis forces continue to advance in Cyrenaica. General Carmona has been re-elected president of Portugal. Finally, the American public debt has reached its maximum. In France and in reply to persisting rumors abroad, authorized circles in Vichy affirm once more that Marshal Pétain's journey to Spain has never been contemplated, neither has an eventual meeting with General Franco. Madame Pétain alone intends to leave for Spain today. Her journey is of a strictly private nature. A year ago yesterday, Admiral Darlan assumed the direction of France's foreign affairs, at a time when it appears that the war, at least in the West, is on the verge of entering into a decisive phase. It is fair to admit that Admiral Darlan has carried out his task to the utmost of his admirable abilities. The French paper Le Temps has devoted an article to what should be France's foreign policy, emphasizing the difficult position of all neutral countries or of countries that have been obliged to give up the fight. It would be a mistake to believe, says Le Temps, that France is no longer in a position to understand a foreign policy beyond her means or to want her to forsake her activity beyond her frontiers when her civilizing influence is far from having lost. When she still has so many friends and when she has an empire which entitles her to the position of a worldly power. In France, Monsieur Benoît Mitter, the Secretary for Vice Premier, returned from his journey to Berlin yesterday. During his 8 days' stay in the German capital, the minister has had interviews with several important personalities. First, he had an opportunity for making sure that a generally favorable evolution was to be noticed in the study of the many questions under examination at present. It is also announced from Vichy that Mr. Miguel Carcano, before leaving for Argentina, will go to Paris, where he will spend a few days. Today, he offered a dinner party, which was attended by Cardinal Valerio Vanini, Madame Pétain, Admiral Darlan, Admiral Leahy, the United States Ambassador, and several other French and foreign personalities. 800 North Africans liberated from Germany have arrived at Marseille by a special train and were welcomed by the military and civilian authorities. We need something for North Africa. Here's the news concerning hostilities in the Far East. From British source, it is officially announced that no bombs fell on Rangoon or on the suburbs during Friday evening's raid. For the fifth night in succession, Japanese aircraft attacked the region around the airdrome north of Rangoon last night. Operations were carried out on a smaller scale than before. Only slight damage is reported and no casualties. On the afternoon of the 7th, British planes were active in the advanced sectors, causing some damage to war material. Sompan, which is less than 50 miles north of Mulmain and is still in the hands of the Burma forces, a certain amount of activity is reported. Positions were bombed by Japanese artillery on several occasions. British patrols have been particularly active, but no details have been received. Later in the day, an attempt to land Japanese forces was repulsed by shell fire. Japanese Imperial Headquarters have announced, on the other hand, that Japanese air formations operating in Burma today bombed the airdrome at Mindeladen several times. The Japanese Air Force also bombed several columns of British troops retreating along the river Salween and completely annihilated them. According to reports from Rangoon, Japanese air formations carried out their fifth raid over the airdrome lying to the north of Rangoon during the night, causing serious damage. Both from London and from Japanese shore, it is reported that important Japanese forces succeeded in landing on several points of the western part of the island of Singapore last night. Fighting is going on in the island. In this connection, it is announced from Singapore that the Japanese fired several thousand shells during the artillery preparation which preceded the landing. The British advanced positions and communication lines were violently bombed yesterday. From Tokyo, it is further reported
that closely following the first landing units in the island of Singapore, important tank formations succeeded in crossing the Johor Strait this morning, and they are consolidating the conquered ground in spite of heavy British artillery fire. Concerning the Netherlands East Indies, Japanese Imperial Headquarters announced that Japanese air formations operating from Malaya carried out several mass raids over Palembang on the island of Sumatra and several other points on the 7th and 8th of February. During those raids, 50 enemy aircraft were destroyed on the ground on February the 7th and 17 on February the 8th, thus destroying most of the Netherlands Air Force. It is further announced that from Japanese source that aeronaval formations operating in the South Seas sighted a large enemy ship in the Gaspar Strait between the islands of Banca and Biliton and sank it in spite of its escort in destroyer. In the Philippines, according to a report from Washington, the United States War Department today announced that Japanese artillery detachments operating in the sector of Cavite continually bombed the American fortifications, while other Japanese forces operating in the Bataan Peninsula endeavored to penetrate into the enemy lines with a view to destroying the American right wing, and other detachments were launching another attack against the left wing. The Japanese air formations operating in the same sector bombed the American positions for 24 hours in succession. With regard to operations in China, it is reported from Japanese source that the Chinese 3rd Division, totaling 40,000 men under the command of General Yu Zhuechung, rapidly collapsed under the Japanese attack, and that Japanese forces have penetrated their positions in the Yishui Mountains. There was 90-minute alert at Fort Darwin yesterday, which is the third since the beginning of the war. No Japanese aircraft, however, appeared over the town. Concerning operations in Western Europe, 3 unsuccessful German attacks on British convoys are reported from London. There were no losses, neither were any of the merchant ships or the escorters seriously damaged. German submarines are still operating over a wide area of the Atlantic to American territorial waters. American forces are vigorously and successfully striking back. The British War Ministry reports that British bombers has carried out offensive patrols over the North Sea. The German plane was brought down during these flights, and 3 British planes are missing. There was no enemy activity over England last night. The following communique is published in Berlin. German fighter planes brought down 4 British aircraft that attempted to fly over the German base yesterday. There were no German losses. The Luftwaffe destroyed 19 British merchant ships and 1 escorter in British waters last week. In Cyrenaica, British patrols and mobile columns are operating over a wide area east and southwest of the French around Gazala without engaging the important Axis forces. Meanwhile, British fighter planes continue to protect the British vanguard and our bombers attack German objectives at Jebel Akhdar in communications behind the German line. Authorized military circles in London announced that Gazala is still in British hands. From Rome and Berlin, it was announced yesterday that the town had been occupied by the Axis forces. The Italian communique reports increasing patrol activity on the Cyrenaica in France. German planes have violently bombed concentrations of mechanized units, troop concentrations and supplies in the sectors of Tobruk, Bavia, and Marsavatru. Troops were hit, war material was destroyed, and several fires were started. British raid over Turkey caused 6 casualties and some slight damage. The German communique adds that the Luftwaffe brought down 5 bombers without suffering any losses. The Luftwaffe also attacked Malta last night, bombing the aerodromes and military installations. A British plane was brought down over the island.